I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insight.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
So, Cat Channel had their wedding at the Almond Collective.
Yeah.
So today we just invite a couple here to pick up their wedding albums as well as share some wedding tips just regarding to their wedding planning. So how are you, Kat and Cannon?
I'm very, very well. How are you, Catherine?
I'm good.
That's good. That's good to hear. So can you tell us about your wedding reception? So how do you find your wedding reception at the Almond Collective?
The Almond Collective was really, really good. They were super helpful. They had a lot of attention to detail. Nothing was too difficult for them. You said you'd want something, they'd make it happen. They were super easy to work with. And even on the night, their service was amazing. Mm-hmm. I had someone filling up my drink all night I could not fault their service. It was definitely 10 out of 10. It was awesome.
That's all.
It was a challenging circumstance to get there because we had our first wedding venue cancel because we were looking for 360 degree views of the city, and there was a big city building that went up next to us that they didn't tell us about. Oh. So at the last minute, we changed to Almond Collective, and they were brilliant.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So within
weeks.
It was about, I think, six weeks out from the wedding.
We had to change.
And even working with one venue for our wedding and then moving over to the Almond Collective, I couldn't believe how good the Almond Collective was. I had no contact from the last venue, nothing. And then all of a sudden to have someone constantly asking me questions, and just the service was really good.
Mm. Wow. So what was the first venue you guys looking at?
Montbijou.
Oh, Montbijou,
on Flinders Lane.
Yeah. I think that one's got like blocked.
Yeah,
but it's got
the venue is beautiful, and it's unfortunate for them their view was obstructed, but they just needed a bit of communication with their clients just to let us know what the situation was. We were completely blindsided. So if there had been a bit of communication, we probably could have worked around it a bit better.
No, we couldn't have.
Okay.
Yeah, but taking only 1 week, that was very, like...
very, very fantastic. Quick. As soon as we were in a bit of a rush because we were concerned that we weren't going to have a venue. But then all of a sudden, we were doing some research, and there was a new events company that took over the old Belgian Beer Garden. Do you know the old Belgian Beer Garden? On St Kilda Road?
That's Almond Collective.
Where Almond Collective.
Yeah, they have a big group, lots of receptions.
I think we were one of their first weddings. Were we their first wedding?
Wow.
Maybe second.
Yeah. And they've done a tremendous job.
Yeah, it's beautiful there. Yeah, so you guys, when you're like looking for your wedding reception, the views comes to the, like, probably in the few. First place, so the views.
We really wanted a view of Melbourne.
Yeah,
so we love Melbourne.
Yeah.
So the skyline
at night, of course, yeah.
Was really important.
It's pretty superb.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And how would you describe your wedding theme and why do you love them?
The theme?
Yeah, the wedding theme, you know, like how do you decorate?
I
think our decorating was mainly based on the venue.
Based on the venue,
It was an old bar. It was a very old bar. It's heritage listed.
Oh yeah.
The building, so it's very old, and there was a lot of books in the venue as well. So it was all old books and furniture and bookshelves.
Shannon's mum did all the florals.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, my mum done all the florals, all the floristry.
That's good.
But it wasn't a sit down wedding. It was a cocktail style. Yeah, but it was really, really nice. It was sort of like a darker sort of room that had candles around it. It was really nice. Yeah,
so, like the overall vibe is more like
moody.
Moody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit more moody. Yeah,
moody,
yeah.
Relaxed, and welcoming, homey.
Yeah,
very nice.
Cool. And just for your wedding photographers, when you are first like researching your wedding photographers, what's the most important what's the most like important aspect you are looking for your like wedding photographers?
Well, I wanted to look nice in all my photos.
Oh, yeah, that's for
and
sure,
when
yeah.
I first did my consultation with William, I said, you can't make me look white. I want to look nice and tanned because the flash makes you look kind of white.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, I want to look like I had a nice bronzed color. So that was important. Also, price. I didn't want to spend a lot of money on photos. I didn't want to spend a lot of money on my wedding. We ended up spending more than we hoped.
Like, I heard from William, you ended up got like 4 wedding albums here.
Yeah.
But you know, it was, I think mainly the quality of the photos.
As long as the photos are nice, it's worth to be printed.
Yeah, that's right. That's the one thing you keep from the day, so.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
And I wish I did a video.
You wish you did a video,
I do wish I did a video, yes.
Yeah. Cool. And so apart from that, like you have to look nice. And is there any like style you're looking out or? So what like?
No, I didn't
really.
Have
you ever like asked yourself like what kind of photos do I love?
No, I didn't think of that at all.
Really? So, and what about like the shooting experience on the day? So is it more relaxed or is?
Yeah, the day was good. It was pretty relaxed.
We got a beautiful evening.
Yeah, we had a nice evening, nice sunset.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you did a sunset photo session with Richard. Yeah,
that was
Albert Park like.
We wanted to always do a sunset photo time, even when we planned to do it in the city. Mm-hmm. We wanted a sunset.
There wasn't a cloud in the sky.
Yeah,
at
nice
the time.
Day.
Yeah, sunset is like not only meant to be like near the beaches. It can do like in the city as well. Yeah. And I've seen the photos turn out to be pretty well. Cool. Is there any like photos that you've been wanting to take like on the day? Like,
is there any in particular? No, we're just pretty keen to get all our family.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if William mentioned, our photos took what, 10, 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that weren't too long.
We didn't take maybe 20 minutes max. We didn't spend a lot of time taking photos. we were easy. Just take photos and go.
Yeah. Cool. And, tell us about your experience of making your wedding albums. So I think you dropped by our studio last time to pick out the photos,
Yeah, it was a good experience. I'm not very good with technology, so I think they were quite patient with me, which is good.
Yeah.
I'm more of an in-person type, pick this, pick that. Uh-huh. So I probably took a bit longer than I should have to pick my photos.
That's totally fine. Yeah, I think last time, because there's some like errors with the numbers. So
The numbers didn't match. So I picked a certain set of numbers and they were a couple, I think
but
like two
different
photos
out.
There were two out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why, but maybe it could have been something I did on the computer. Yeah, that's a possibility.
Yeah, but for that case, it's good you can
drop
by and, and sit with our editor, Angela. Oh, yeah, yeah, and for your dress. So tell us about your dress, Kat.
My dress?
Yeah.
My dress...
So she went through
a few dresses.
Yeah,
well,
of course.
Maybe something of Shannon when you look at Kat, the dress.
What do you think
of my
dress?
You tell us about her dress.
I thought she looked great. is there a right answer for
you?
You
couldn't get wrong with that. is it like a match with your like expectation? Like, what do you originally think she would be wearing?
Well, I mean, she's a relatively attractive lady, so she was always going to look good in a dress. But I'm not, you know, I mean, the dress is a dress. I mean, some people, as long as it's simple and
of course,
and not too flamboyant, you know.
Shannon wanted me to wear something tight.
Yeah,
I said, "What kind of dress should I wear?" And he said, "Something tight."
Yeah, you know, because she's got a nice body, and you don't want to. I think the big princess dresses, you know, with big flow. I think they're a bit simple.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I think that suits her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So how many stores and dresses did you like?
Well, originally we were going to have just a very, very small, simple wedding. So I originally got like a silky, it wasn't a wedding dress. And then I didn't like that dress. So I got another one, which I didn't like either. And then finally I went to a wedding shop and I decided, okay, I have to buy a wedding dress. By this time our wedding became a lot bigger than
like
what
a proper,
we...
You have to get a proper one.
Yeah, I have to wear a proper dress. I can't just rock up in a, you know, a non-wedding dress. So I went to a store in Mooney Ponds.
Oh, Mooney Ponds.
And I was only probably, I think it was only about 4 months from my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get a dress that was already made.
And do some quick alterations.
Some alterations. Yep. But the wedding dress experience wasn't that great for me. I liked my dress.
Yeah.
But I think it's a stressful experience, the wedding dress.
Yeah, given that like the short period.
The alterations that I did, they didn't fit properly. It was,
Yeah, so I think the takeaway here is to leave it a bit longer, the gap.
Get your dress quicker.
Yeah, so have you got any like suggestion for our future brides?
Go to the registry. Save money. Get a good photographer and go to the registry.
Yeah, as well
keep
as
it the, simple.
Keep
yeah,
it simple.
Keep it simple. Keep it simple. That's the word, yeah.
Don't spend lots on the dress.
No one wants to sit down for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Put a time limit on the speeches.
Yeah. Yeah. No one wants to sit down for 5 hours. Everyone wants to mingle. Mm. I think sit down weddings, unless you're a real traditionalist. Mm. I think they're out.
Not for me either.
Yeah, I think they're out. I think people want to mingle and have fun and party and enjoy the experience with everyone.
Really? Yeah.
Rather than being isolated and confined to a table.
Yeah.
That'd be my, unless you've got tradition, just have a party.
Splurge on the alcohol.
Yeah, on the alcohol. Yeah. Make sure everyone can drink whatever they want.
Yeah.
That's
cool. Nothing worse than going to a wedding and it's beer, wine and soft drink.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, as well as getting a videographer, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Getting a videographer.
A videographer.
Get a videographer.
Yeah.
Cool. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Kat,
cool.
Shannon.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.